Matt Millen has joined us on Sports Byline USA. Matt, have you had an opportunity ever to just sit back and think about Matt Millen, successful player in the National Football League for 12 years? You also then went on to become a general manager, which I'm just trying to recall if any other player had ever become a GM in the NFL. And then you've also had a very successful broadcasting career. I mean, some people gravitate to one, maybe two, but rarely do you ever see them do three different professions in the sport.
Well, you know, Ronnie, I'm not one to look backwards. I'm always one who've always looked forwards. And what's happened has happened. I do recognize that what you are is just accumulation of your life's experiences. So I think all those things that I went through and I experienced, I think I look at them all as positive, even the ones that weren't as positive as you'd like them to be. But I still, you learn a lot. You learn a lot about people. You learn a lot about the whole surroundings. And really, that's the essence of it. Other than that, I've never really stopped to say, boy, we did this, or I did that, or I never really did that. I just kind of just take it for what it is and move forward.
I remember when you were playing and conversations I had with you when you were playing with Oakland and San Francisco, and I was always touched by how intelligent and how analytical you were about the game and the understanding of the game. Was that what drove you to want to be an executive in the National Football League?
You know, to be frank with you, I never had that desire. It never even crossed my mind until it was offered to me. And then I turned that down, I turned that down a few times, and then it kept on coming back. And then once I got into it, then it's a huge learning curve. And admittedly, I there were things that I wasn't ready for. And then the part that I thought I would be ready for, we never really did, and that was the game. The football part of it is something that I did less of than I thought I would. But so I never really had given it much thought previous to that. And then once you're in it, you gotta start swimming.
What did you find as the difference, Matt, between playing the game and trying to evaluate players to play the game and thus going out and getting them for a franchise?
I think we have a great game. I think on all levels it's a great game, but the best part of all those game of all that stuff is playing the game. It's the only piece of the puzzle that you have. What you do and how you prepare and everything you do has a direct impact on the game itself, because you're the piece of the puzzle on the field. And so in other roles, whether you're a head coach or whether you're a general manager or whatever it is, you're always working with the real piece of the puzzle. As a player, you are that piece, and your actions and reactions and how much you put into it is what you can get out of it. And I've always loved that part.
Frank Robinson, the Baseball Hall of Famer, said to me once, he said, Ron, the problem I have with being a manager is that the players don't put into it the same effort and preparation that I did as a Hall of Famer. And I suppose that when you are a Hall of Famer in any sport, that's a pretty high standard. Did you ever have any problem with that, the way you played the game, the way you prepared for a game with a team, that maybe you didn't find the same commitment with players that you had on the Detroit Lions?
Well, there are guys there who it was just as important to. They worked just as hard. Some had the same talent level. Some had less talent level. Some had more talent. And so I think Frank may have been lamenting maybe a few, but I think if you look at the big picture, there are always guys who you'd want to come along, want to have do a little bit more, but there are others that who do enough. And so I think the difference, with baseball it's 9 guys, and with football it's 22 guys, and so I probably had a little bit more room to be able to see more of it.
Let me morph into your broadcasting career, because you're one of those players that made a seamless transition from playing the game right into broadcasting. You seem comfortable with it. You seem natural with it. I remember watching some of your early broadcasts, and I thought to myself, wow, it sounds like he's been doing this for a long time. Why did it seem that way? Why did it come off almost that way to the average person?
Geez, I would never have known that, Ron, because I got to tell you, the first time I went in there with Ed Gorin, who has been the president of Fox Sports for the last 20 years or so, he's the one who took me through my little not an interview, but the first time that I went in and talked with him. And then he put me on camera, and we did our thing, and he sent me the tape, and my wife and I looked at it, and I said, "That's awful. That's brutal. I guess I should play again." And then he called back and said, "Hey, you're going to do fine." And then I think the biggest thing, I have always approached it with one thing in the back of my mind, and that is just talk about what you know and make sure you do your homework, do your studying on a player or the schemes, and then make it your opinion. You can never be wrong because it's your opinion, and it's based on the facts that you see. And so once you go outside that vein and you start talking about things you don't really know about, that's when you get in trouble. So I think you just stay within that framework of knowing what the game is and getting an educated opinion on a player and then move forward.
Yeah, those early ones that I didn't hear were the ones that probably were the roughest for you, because it's not an easy thing to go in to a broadcast booth and kind of bring down to about 20 seconds what's happening out there and telling people why it happened. You team with some interesting people, Sean McDonough, Mike Emmerich, also Tim Ryan for Fox, also Dick Stockton with Fox as well. And then you teamed with for a number of years with Pat Summerall. When you think about teaming with somebody, what is the essence of a successful teaming of analysts with broadcaster, play-by-play man?
To me, it's just listening. It's listen to your guy. And there has to be a flow. There has to be a give and take. And you have to be a team. And I think the way to do that in that medium is to just pay attention to what your guy's saying. You don't want to be talking about a specific play or a player, and then you just kind of blow it off and go another direction. And there are times that that's unavoidable. But I think overall what you really want to do is be on the same page and just listen to each other. And I've been fortunate to have had, you know, some outstanding play-by-play guys. And the first guy who I broke in with, Tim Ryan and Mike Emmerich, both those guys. Mike was fantastic, especially for a young guy. And Tim Ryan was probably the most patient guy of all. He was a great teacher.
I know we evolve since I've been in the broadcast booth as well. I've always had those moments we kind of just look back on and just laugh. There was a funny story that happened. I worked with a Hall of Famer one time, and I'll never forget the fact that it was an ice-cold day in Cleveland. And I said as we started the second half, "Well, I see the temperature is minus 12 with a wind chill factor of minus 32. And this guy said to me, "You know, Ronnie," he said, "at 32 degrees, your vital parts freeze. And at minus 32, they fall off. And your voice is getting a little bit high." How about for you? Are there any moments that you kind of chuckle about, Matt?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of them. Heck, there's so many times I remember I was calling a Detroit Lion game, and I was talking about, it was right when they changed the rule for hand color of what you can wear on your hands, because guys had been changing the color of their pads so they would blend with the opposing jerseys. And so that year, the rule came out that you had to declare at the beginning of the year what color your hand pads would be. And as I was explaining this, I was talking about Bill Frelick, and he had these white, you know, hand gloves on. And how the rule had been changed. And so, you know, the camera director, Artie Kempner, he zeroed in on Bill Frelick's hands. And I was talking about that, and he zeroed in on his hands, he decided to kind of readjust himself in the front there, and it was not a pretty picture.
We only have 90 seconds left, but when you think back on your career, not only being in the front office as a GM, but playing for 12 years in broadcasting, what are the moments that mean the most to Matt Millen?
Oh, just people. You and I talked about it before you got on the air. Ron, this, you know, it's a great game. We have a great league, you know, National Football League, the NCAA. It's just as good as it gets, but it's that good because of the people and the people you work with and you're exposed to, and you have the fortune to be able to be around. And so I've been around some great players and great people, and I wouldn't trade that for anything.
Is there a particular moment that's engraved in your mind forever, especially since you played in three Super Bowls and or won three Super Bowls, Matt?
You know, the funny thing, Ron, the Super Bowls and you know, I won two in Oakland. Well, actually, I won one in each city. Won one in Oakland, Los Angeles, San Francisco and Washington. And you don't really, the games themselves, they kind of become a blur at times. But what doesn't become a blur is the journey, and the journey to be able to get there, and all the things you went through with the guys, you know, as a team to be able to reach that. And those are the parts that you don't forget.
Well, Matt, I want to thank you very much for sharing your life and also your career with us. It was an outstanding 12-year career. It was fun for me to watch 11 of those between Oakland and San Francisco, and I want to thank you, my friend. Continued good luck, and come back anytime here on Sports Byline.
Thank you, Ronnie. It was my pleasure.
Matt Millen with us, linebacker in the National Football League, also the general manager of the Detroit Lions for a period of time, and an outstanding broadcaster as well. We continue with more of you and America's Sports Talk Show.